Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey Peas, it's Kate here.
Hello, and it's Mandy.
We just wanted to talk to you about something so exciting for you, which might be working with us.
That's right. We are pretty
Zoom friendly.
We are nifty with a PowerPoint is all I have to say. So we have enjoyed the last couple of weeks working with some corporate groups, some community groups, a local council, the libraries. We can speak to your group. We've spoken to carers.
We have. We've spoken to the bomb.
Come on.
That's the top of Australia.
Exactly.
The bomb. That's as high as you can go.
So if you want to work with us, get in contact with us at our website, twopeasinapodcast.com.au.
Yep.
And we would love to have a chat about how we can work with your group.
Yep. Of course, we charge a little bit of money. That's because actually we are valuable people and we put the money towards the podcast, the booklets, and at the moment during COVID, actually putting food on the table.
Yeah.
So if you would like to work with us, we would love to work with you. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today's episode is Snap P 35.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Is this our fourth Snap Pea in a row?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Overachieving.
Just
if I do say so myself.
Mediocrely overachieving.
Yeah, but we've just got so many messages.
We've got your beautiful messages. We love them. And
people say to me all the time, oh, the snap peas,
I know.
Speak pipes. Oh.
Number one daughter said, they're just my favourites.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we love them. We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
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 So,
yep.
Because this podcast, obviously, not really about us.
So
it's just so awesome to hear your voices.
Yeah, so please keep sending them in. Here we go. Let's start.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Natalie in Sydney.
Hi, Natalie.
I'm sitting outside of the speech therapist office. Today is Monday and Peashoot 2 has speech therapy, and because he has a vision impairment, it's really difficult for him to do speech therapy over Zoom.
Yes.
So thankfully we are still able to bring him into to speech therapy in person.
Yeah.
So every Monday I get this little break away from everything. It's my one time during the week where I get half an hour to just sit in the car and do whatever I want to do. So I decided that I wanted to say hi to Kate and Mandy and say thank you for your amazing podcast and the beautiful hangout and your beautiful book. I'm still working my way through it because finding the time to read is a bit of a challenge in lockdown. But I'm loving every single moment that I get a chance to read your beautiful book. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that book.
Thank you.
And today I thought I would share with you my cry, laugh, make a difference.
Yay. Great.
So I had a big cry today. Today was one of those days where just everything happened. You know, like everybody's in Zoom. My husband's trying to do a law exam at home. You know, no one slept last night.
Of course not.
I've got one pea shoot on a Zoom meeting. I can hear him laughing with his friends. The other pea shoot, he's not really, you know, he's having a bit of sulk at the table. I'm trying to coax him to do Braille. And then next thing I know, pea shoot one's back in the room and he's got blood pouring out of his mouth because his tooth's come out.
Of course.
There's blood everywhere. And then in amongst all of this, of course, the chickens are going off in the backyard and the cats decided to play with a toilet roll.
Oh, yes.
What else would you do when the house is in complete chaos? So, yeah, it was a bit of a day. So I came out at lunch and, you know, we're all eating our lunch and everything and I flicked on the news and found out that the little boy AJ had been found. And,
yes.
Just that sense of relief. Yeah. I don't know if you had heard of him, but he's a little three-year-old autistic boy out in Singleton in New South Wales. And he's been missing for 3 days. He's non-verbal. Just when I heard about it, I was just distraught for his mother and his family, what they must have gone through.
Yep.
So to hear that he'd been found,
it was glorious.
Wow, what a relief. Yeah. Really, it really made me cry, but happy tears. Happy tears. And my laugh this week was the card that my pea shoot one wrote for his Poppy, and it said, "Dear Poppy, it is Father's Day, and they have decided today is the day that we celebrate you, I guess. So happy Father's Day. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug." And then he wrote as in, you know, like pie from maths.
Yep.
And then he wrote all of the numbers that go with it. Yeah. So down to like 10 decimal places. And I said to him, "Ma, you know, that's an interesting thing to put on the card for Poppy." And he said, "Well, pie is important." I said, "Oh, yes, pie is important." And then he looked at me and said, "I got all the numbers right.
Oh,
if you're not sure, you can look it up."
Oh, okay.
Fine, mate. I trust you. I think you've got this one. So that was my laugh for a week.
Is important.
Precious.
And my make a difference this week is thank you to the P in the Hangout who said about the Frixion pens. Changed my life.
Oh, good.
I cannot believe I did not know about these pens before.
Good.
Oh,
what
Hangout.
Magical person invented them. They are just, I can't even express what it has done for me and my diary and my notebook. Everything is just, it's just transformed. I can now, instead of crossing everything out, I can just erase things. And
get rid of them.
God bless you. Whoever you are that invented them, and thank you to the P who put it in the Hangout.
I know.
Changed my world.
So funny.
So thank you, Kate and Mandy, for your wonderful podcast and the joy you bring me every week. And the people in the Hangout who are just the best people in the world.
They are. They are.
Feel like I get greeted with a warm hug every time I go in there.
Same. Yes.
So thanks, guys. Hope you're having a good week and,
yeah,
keep smiling.
Thank you. What a beautiful message. Thank you for taking your very precious half hour
that's right,
talking
for
us. That
thank
means
you.
A lot.
Oh, pie is important, Kate.
Pie is important.
3.14. Did Poppy think it was important?
I bet he did.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate, Mandy. It's Talia here.
Hi, Talia.
I actually live out in the outer eastern suburbs of Melbourne near you girls. I just wanted to say a massive thank you to your podcast. Yeah. It has given me life. I actually got recommended from my psychologist because I was sitting in a space of not knowing where to turn, feeling very alone and isolated. In these lockdowns are really, really hard.
Yeah. Yep.
But with you girls in my ears when I'm going for my morning walk, it just brings me back to ground. And I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And on another note, I was talking to my son's psychologist. No, sorry, his neurologist today. And he actually recommended you girls to another patient of his.
Wow.
And he said to me, thank you to me for recommended you girls. He has been listening to you and he is blown away by your kindness and just generosity of the information that you share. So again, thank you for everything you do. And a little saying that I always say is that these challenges are speed humps, not roadblocks, and we can always get through them. Thanks, girls. Love you to death. Love the book. It's amazing. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Talia. Thank you.
Thank you. Might see you on one of our walks one
day. We might.
Maybe. I don't know if we're exactly 5 kilometres apart, but, you know.
I don't know. Well, you know.
One day we're going to get to go 10Ks.
We are. Thank you, Talia. Thank That's you, amazing. And thank you, neurologist.
Yes, thank you.
That's really special.
Yes. Thank you. You're all
They're very
awesome.
Busy people.
They are very busy people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm out doing my walk in Melbourne lockdown because I've committed to September.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
It's too hectic to get a walk in with a six-year-old doing prep homeschooling and twin four-year-olds.
Yeah.
So most of my steps are happening after dark on the streets by myself.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for keeping me company.
Aww. You are welcome.
I have had the privilege of meeting you at a couple of live events and went to both the live shows.
Aww.
Bought your book on pre-order.
Thank you.
I'm loving every second. And I just listened to today's Snap Pea and shed some tears for the woman who has had the courage to leave her abusive relationship.
Yep,
I know what that feels like. And you two have carried me through that as well.
Oh,
and
Sarah.
It actually helped me understand why I had to put the book down at the part where you talked about leaving your churches.
Yep, I know.
I didn't ever go to church really, so I never had to leave one. But there are a lot of parallels between separation and losing a whole side of a family, the in-laws, all of the friends that you've made together over 13, 14 years and the devastation that comes with them not really being a part of your children's lives. So just sending her so much love. I really just wanted to acknowledge the impact that listening to Gary has had on me personally.
Isn't he beautiful?
I just am astounded at what he has shared and how vulnerable he's been and what he has stepped up to do on the domestic front with his son and in parenting. Again, having a co-parent that really doesn't involve themselves at all with my pea shoots, therapies or progress or NDIS management. It's the line that he said in his episode about when his wife expressed that she wanted to go back to work, he sort of said that wild horses couldn't stop him being involved. And I just want to acknowledge that that's just massive and it's just so lovely to hear.
It is lovely.
I can't wait to hear more from Gary.
He'll be back
if he's able to do more podcasts and interviews. Over time, I think he's got a real gift in this area.
Yep.
So, yeah, from one fellow lockdown P to all of the others, keep showing up and keep finding ways to look after yourself because that's kind of all we've got.
It is all we've got.
I absolutely love being part of this hangout and this group.
Me too.
And I can't thank you guys enough for what you've created. I've never felt more seen and heard, and slowly I'm gaining strength week by week, learning to put myself in the equation, learning how to be a stronger mum, learning how to advocate like I've never advocated before. And somehow I'm going to start navigating how to pick the right school for my pea shoot, but I'm so glad I've got people that have gone before me to help light the way.
Yes.
Thanks again. Bye.
Oh, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Wow.
It is the only way is to have people ahead of you, I think.
Yeah.
Or side by side.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, just someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I know it's really tricky when there's diagnoses that are unknown.
Yeah.
You know? And so I know that's why Swan is so beautiful and there are other places. But thank you, Sarah. You sound like you're an amazingly strong woman.
Yeah, you're doing a good job in lockdown.
And you're doing a really good job. Lockdown is the absolute devil's asshole. You haven't lived through it.
It's not great.
No, it's not great.
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
Hello, Ken and Mandy. It's Mandy.
Hi.
New South Wales. Excuse the puffing.
That's fine.
I'm walking.
Yep.
Yeah, as you know, stuck.
Yep.
Stuck in lockdown.
Yep.
I'm in one of the LGAs. It's extra stuck.
Yep.
I'm just ringing to you. Congratulate the beautiful Gary.
Oh, I know.
His dulcet tone.
What's his voice?
On Father's Day episode.
Yes.
And yes, Gary, you need to be part of the Peas podcast team.
Yep.
I thought it was just beautiful. You complimented what the girls do so well.
Yeah.
Because I think we've had this wonderful opportunity as mums to find our tribe.
That's right.
And I think the, what would you call men peas?
Beans. Calling them beans.
Mandy, you need to come up with one for that. For the fathers in our lives, they need a chance to have a chat.
They do.
In a relaxed environment. And I had to laugh that Gary said that he's been given a Ferrari for a speed. He was more like a beautiful, elegant Bentley.
I think so. Yes. He's beautiful.
Where's some Corolla?
Sit back.
I'm a micro.
Have a whiskey. Have a chat by the fire.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
He was.
And
he is.
Let's hear more of it, ladies.
Yeah, we will.
Bye.
Look, we are happy to pass the mic.
Yeah, totally.
We're not possessive.
No, we're absolutely not.
Yep, Gary, we'll be back.
Yep.
Don't worry, we hear you loud and clear. And there's a tiny part of me that feels so sad that so many women have had such terrible experiences, let's be honest, with partners. Mm. And Gary, you are so beautiful. And I think what you've done is you've given them hope that there are men like that out there. So bless you, Gary.
And he knows it. He acknowledges that not all women have this story.
He does, yeah.
And he always has, as long as I've known him, acknowledged that.
Mm. Yeah. We're going to keep him, all right? So don't worry. He's a bean
as
now.
As long as he wants to stay with us.
Oh, yeah, we'll keep him anyway.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. My name's Jacinta.
Hi, hello. Jacinta.
I think now this is about take 7.
Oh.
I'm just sitting in my car after my end of day commute on the bus, putting off going home.
Yep.
Trying to squeeze a few extra moments for myself before I walk through the door to start the next part of my day.
Yeah.
I was listening to the speak pipe on the bus on the way to work on Monday and I was laughing. I had a really good laugh with you ladies and then I was crying. And thinking about what an amazing community you've created.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And how fortunate to have such diversity and acceptance.
Mm.
It's actually something I've not ever felt, I think, ever.
Mm.
Even before I became a pea.
Mm.
And I think I'm a P. I have a young boy. He's 8. and lots of ongoing trauma-related issues and ataxic cerebral palsy. But we love him.
Yes.
Thankfully, we've got a community around us that know him and love him and support us.
Yeah.
I feel very fortunate that there are some good people in our corner that back us.
Terrific.
He's very funny. We think he's a delight.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
He's caring and,
yeah,
quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah.
I just, thank you. I started listening to your podcast back in April, I think, last year, 2020. I heard about the podcast, I think, on Mamma Mia.
Oh, bless that, Mia Friedman.
So, and really glad I did. And I listened from the beginning.
Well, thank you.
I'm really grateful.
I love
I've got
that.
The book.
Oh.
Love the book. Thank you for writing that.
It was a
thank
joy.
You to the community.
Thank you.
Yeah, just feeling glad. So, thanks, ladies.
Oh, thank you. I know that feeling of sitting in my car going, right, come on, do it.
I was actually speaking to my friend Helena on the phone yesterday and I said, I don't want to go in. She goes, come on, Mandy, open the door. And I was like, okay. And then Molly comes to the door, what's for tea? And she laughed. And I was like,
I just want to say the thing about the hangout is everybody's so beautiful. And so Mandy and I can't create people being beautiful.
No.
You're just all so bloody great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we love you and you're so supportive.
Hi, Mum and Kate. It's Molly.
Hi, Molly.
I just got vaccinated.
Oh, yay.
Actually. And you should get vaccinated, people in the whole world.
Yes.
You should get vaccinated.
You should.
It's not a drill or something. It's real life.
It is real life,
and
Molly.
You should get vaccinated, people. Bye.
It's not a drill. I've been saying it all week to
if
her.
If Molly can get vaccinated or something, as she said, not a drill or something.
All week I keep saying to her, it's not a drill. Oh, it's just the best.
I love her.
She said she wanted to do it.
Hi, it's Molly here. Version 2 here. It doesn't really hurt the needle.
That's true.
It just, first one, it just... The Pfizer needle, it just goes in and you're done.
That's true.
In 3 weeks' time, you get another one and that doesn't hurt. I don't even cry.
Wow.
But, so, bye.
I mean, look.
I told her
very
because
good advice.
Some people might like to listen to that.
Yes, and actually, Buzz and Woody... they were amazed how it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
So other needles have hurt them more.
So if you...
So very good advice, Molly.
So we thought if you... She said, I'm famous to the world. I said, yes.
She's
because
using
people
her voice.
Might be able to hear you say that it didn't really hurt.
Yeah.
And then their child might be brave enough to do it.
Yes, because it isn't...
It's not a drill.
It's a big deal. It's not a drill. It's not an air compressor. All right. We know this is a long one, but I want to hear them.
Yep.
Hi, ladies. My name's Kiralee. I just wanted to send in a message to thank you and those involved in last week's episode about ADHD and schooling, along with a bit of a mention of PDA. I am someone who has been emailing you,
Kiralee,
asking you to please talk about PDA. So I was very excited when last week's episode came out. In fact, I sent it to absolutely everybody that I know.
Great.
I posted it on my Instagram, Facebook, emailed it to my son's teacher.
Oh, good job.
It was a great episode.
I just put it everywhere because I'm trying to raise awareness of PDA so that my son has a better life.
Yes.
He was diagnosed with autism with a PDA profile last October. And his daily life, it's very challenging, especially in relation to school. So I found it to be such a great episode. And I just thought I'd mention a bit of a good news story in relation to my son and his schooling, because PDA kids, I think around 70% of PDA kids are not at school at all because they just don't cope in that environment. The odds are not in our favour. And unfortunately for us, my son's first year of school last year coincided with, you know, our first year of COVID, along with being at a school that did not understand his disability. In fact, they argued it with me constantly, and this resulted in some school trauma that I think both my son and I are still recovering from. It was pretty tough, and I didn't know how we were going to keep going. And in fact, in the end, we were so lucky because an amazing school opened in our suburb this year, and I can't even explain how life-changing this has been.
Good schools are incredible.
This is a school that is doing things differently.
Awesome.
And they are letting kids be kids. They are letting kids play, and my son can be outside if he wants to be outside. He can wear what he wants. His shoes can be on or off. He can eat when he feels hungry, not when he's told to eat. And it is a very inclusive school. The community is amazing, and I pinch myself every day.
I'm so that glad
this has happened for
so
us.
So glad. One
thing that really got me recently was driving somewhere with my son, and he said to me, "I love my teacher." And I said, "Oh, that's so amazing, mate. You know what? I bet you she loves you too."
Yes.
And he said, "Oh, she does." And I said, "How do you know that?" And he said, "Because she tells me every day." And, you know, cue the tears.
Yes.
And I asked his teacher about this, and she said, "Oh, yeah, I do. I tell him I love him every day."
And
what more could you want?
No more.
I just wanted to leave this message because it's a good story, and sometimes we need to hear the positives amongst the challenges.
Yep.
So I hope one day you might do a whole episode on PDA because it's complex.
It is a whole episode.
But anyway.
We might one day. We
Thanks
just got to find the right
for listening.
Professional.
And keep up the amazing work. Bye.
Thank you.
Shout out to that peacher.
Shout out to that peacher.
And that whole school of peaches.
Peaches.
Sounds amazing.
Change the world.
Off you go.
Hi, Peach.
Oh, hi.
Well, I have some eyebrows. And my eyes sick.
Oh.
And what do you think, please?
What do we think? We're sad your eyes sick.
I think they probably think that even though you don't like getting the eye drops, you're very brave.
Oh, so brave.
We do, Hugo.
And that your eye needs to get better.
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to say goodbye to the
piece? Goodbye,
please. Oh.
You press that big stop.
This is our youngest ever speak pipe. You are so brave.
So brave with your sick eye. And you have to put your drops in.
And you're doing it.
Good on you. I'm proud of you.
Oh, and you have made two old peas very happy.
Yeah, I am. I've got tears in my eyes, Hugo. And here's a big clap for you. Thank you for telling us about your sick eye, and I hope you feel better today.
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes sick eyes get better quickly.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, and I don't like eye drops either, but I really like how they make my eyes better.
Yeah. Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, that was the best.
That's the best.
Thank you, Hugo's mum.
Yeah. Send in any speak pipe from anyone.
We'll have them, any topic.
Yeah.
So
sick yeah. eyes.
Sick eyes. Yeah. I'll take it.
This is not a drill. Get the vaccine.
This is not a drill.
I love the speak pipes. I love Thank them. You, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for being a part of our amazing tribe and yes. hangout and professionals and rectums, the lot of you. We yep. love you.
We'll see you Thursday.
We will. Rate okay. review.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.